It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Well, it's the first Monday of the new year.
That's right.
It's also the first Monday and me having 5 days off. So,
okay. First show of the new year.
Huh?
This is the first show of the new year.
Yes. We were just talking. This will be the 16th year that I've been doing this radio show.
Wow. Doesn't seem that long.
Well, 16 years I've been
at the
county.
That flew by in a hurry. Yep.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yes, and we're having fun, of course.
Of course. What's the point otherwise?
That's right. Well, we've got to salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Kermit Dell Peterson. Kermit was born on December 17th, 1929 here in Madison, passed away on April 1st, 2020. I only had information on his second enlistment. He spent 3 years in the United States Marine Corps from 1947 to 1950 as a radio operator. But his second enlistment, he re-enlisted on March 13th, 1951 in Madison, the United States Marine Corps, and was honorably discharged just over a year later on May 31st, 1952 at Camp Pendleton, California. Again, he was a radio operator, served during the Korean War era. So we thank you, Kermit, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely. Don't get to spotlight many Marine Corps veterans, and the few on the prowl, and there you go. Not very many of them around here. So
okay, well, get them when we can.
That's right.
Well, topic today: the VA is launching a Veterans Health Administration reorganization. What's that all about?
Yeah, the Department of Veterans Affairs put out a press release on December 15th discussing steps they're going to take in revamping the Veterans Health Administration, also known as VHA, for more streamlined decision-making at lower levels of management, and hopefully this will better serve veterans. They announced its intent to reorganize the management structure of the VHA with the goals of improving health care for veterans, empowering local hospital directors, eliminating
duplicative
layers of bureaucracy, and ensuring consistent application of VA policies across all department medical facilities. VA's brief Congress of its intent and will provide official congressional notification. The news release said they were going to do that on December 16th, so I'm guessing they did that. In early 2026, the department will announce precise organizational and personnel changes, which will take place over the next 18 to 24 months. Multiple independent reviews from the VA's Inspector General, GAO, Government Accountability Office, and others have underscored the needs for reorganizing VHA. Those reviews highlighted governance weaknesses and how the organization's management structure is rife with middle managers who have overlapping responsibilities, which slows decision-making and creating unnecessary burdens to serving veterans. Their reorganization will incorporate feedback by reducing duplicative, there's that word again,
there it is,
management layers and putting the right people in right places without reducing staff. As part of the reorganization, VHA's central office will have responsibility for setting policy goals and conducting financial management oversight and compliance. Operations centers and VISN, Veterans Integrated Service Networks, will take policy direction for VHA's central office to develop organizational quality and performance standards at VA's more than 1,300 medical facilities. These changes will result in clearer guidance and more decision-making authority for VA healthcare systems, which deliver healthcare through more than 170 medical centers and nearly 1,200 outpatient sites of care. Staffing and operations at VA medical centers and clinics will not be changing as part of this reorganization. That is good. There's good providers are hard to find, and we have some excellent ones in locally, both in Watertown and Montevideo, as well as St. Cloud and Sioux Falls and Minneapolis and Fargo and all the outpatient clinics there. We got very lucky here in the Upper Midwest with the VISN 23 network. I've heard nothing but good things about them. So VHA's reorganization will better position the organization to focus on care delivery, not bureaucracy, and result in more defined roles as and faster decision-making for all VHA employees. Again, this is not a reduction in force or an attempt to reduce staffing levels at the VHA, and VA does not expect significant change in overall staff levels once it's complete. So basically, they're just going to take a good hard look and see, okay, how can we better serve veterans with less steps? So I would say that's a good thing.
You know? I would think so, yeah.
You know, follow the KISS rule, keep it simple.
It's always a good rule.
Yep. So according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Doug Collins, current VHA leadership structure is riddled with redundancies that slow decision-making, sow confusion, and create competing priorities. In other words, when everyone's in charge of everything, no one's in charge of anything. Under a reorganized VHA, policymakers will set up policy, regional leaders will focus on implementing those policies, and clinical leaders will focus on what they can do best, taking great care of veterans. So be excited to see what transpires in the next year and a half to 2 years with this reorganization. This article will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And that number is
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right.
And, of course, contact our office 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
No more holidays or anything for a while here?
We got Martin Luther King weekend coming up in 2 weeks, actually. But as it stands now, I don't plan on taking any time off in between then and now, but never hurts to just call, make sure I'm around before stopping in.
So. Sounds good. In the lower level of the courthouse.
Lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Yeah. Nah, kind of frozen vegetables.
Oh, it's supposed to be in the 40s this week. So.
It is. Well, it was nice yesterday.
Yeah.
So, more to come.
That's right.
All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and you have a good week. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
To you as well. Josh Benega, Lackbaro Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbaro County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.